Welcome to the Present Truth Program, today's Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, we're going to discuss synthetic parasites later, but right now we're going to discuss the election. And I know that people are tired of just everything is the election. Well, there's a coup in the Democratic Party taking place. And when the dust settles, Kamala is going to be gone. Now, one thing that people are witnessing with Kamala and her team with Walz won't go anywhere with Kamala. He's not going anyplace. If he's going to be positioned in government, it will be in the next administration, but not the Kamala administration. She is, we're witnessing a, I don't know if you want to call it a, boy, how do you explain her? She is on cloud nine. She is punch drunk. She is the thought of the power that she may have should she win the election, which she won't. She is completely drunk. She might as well go have an adrenochrome treatment. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. She is drunk with the thought of power. And the people that are in her campaign, they all feel the same. They're exactly the same. They believe they are on the verge of running this country. And should she win, hypothetically, she'd go 4 plus an additional 4 years. Do you imagine what she can do in 8 years to this country? Well, she won't. And she's in a state of euphoria. This is what power does to you. And she is incompetent in the sense that if she doesn't have a teleprompter in front of her, she cannot... she won't address a crowd without a teleprompter. Elon Musk has offered to sit down with her and talk politics. She hasn't responded. She's too busy doing speeches. She can't. She doesn't have that kind of talent. She doesn't have that kind of ability. She can look good. She can play the game. But she, you can take someone who's a great athlete and they can convince you they can play baseball. They can play any position. They can get to the base. They're great at hitting. You put them on the field, and there will be a meltdown. Well, this is exactly what's happening with Kamala. We're witnessing the meltdown of an individual who we, the American people, and maybe the people of the world, have believed that she was the Vice President of the United States of America. She's not. Joe Biden was never the President of the United States of America. The Constitution, the laws, the facts prove that he did not win the election. It was a facade. Donald Trump did win the election, but the Biden administration has been running the corporation for the last 3+ years. And Kamala, she's not fit to run the corporation. She's going to be replaced. She's going to be removed. Let's see. Today is the 15th. Then you have the 16th, 17th, 18th, and then the 19th. Then we're going to see what's going to happen in Chicago. Remember the St. Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago? I don't. I wasn't born yet. I forgot what year that was. Early 20s. I don't remember. But you're going to see the St. Valentine's Day massacre again, and this time who's going to be massacred is Kamala Harris. And this individual Walls, this man is a globalist. He's part of the New World Order. I believe that he is never had was never able to reach the position that he's in without being placed, and he's very powerful. He has connections, and his philosophy is exactly what this administration or Kamala's administration would want. And maybe what the coming administration may want. They may want Walls, but it won't be Kamala. And with Donald Trump, Trump is causing havoc in the political world still. He's causing too much havoc. He's interfering. He's continuing to keep this machine from gaining momentum. This machine is about, the machine I'm talking about is the machine that Donald Trump hindered in 2016. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
So in my view, Kamala, something we're going to begin to see the big change at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, St. Valentine's Day Massacre. In the Democratic Party, I was reading a little bit, an article by an individual by the name of Naomi Wolf. And she is actually talking about the war inside the Democratic Party. And I've been talking about Kamala and the Bidens are at war with Barack Obama and Schumer, maybe Pelosi. Pelosi for sure. Pelosi doesn't want Harris. Pelosi definitely doesn't want Biden. Pelosi appears to be a Biden fan. I don't believe she is. And I don't believe that she is really a Kamala fan either. So you might say, Wolf got me to thinking that I can see that with Biden, Hunter Biden, and Nurse Ratchet Biden, I can see that this family wants to continue to stay in power. Harris, she's a she climbs the ladder any way she can, and so I can see that now she's willing to rip, tear, shred her way to the top. So the two, the Bidens and the Harrises, they're definitely some conflict there. But then, in the background, out of view, not in the shadows, be actually behind the bushes, you have the real threat. Barack Obama. Barack Obama, he's tasted power. He's tasted. He has known power. He knows what power is, what it can do, and that it's like a drug. And that drug is, you can never forget the experience. Obama didn't forget what it was like to be president, how people were bowing to him, worshiping him. He, with the stroke of a pen, changed many things in this country. With the stroke of a pen, the IRS was, the bulldog was sent on anybody that was conservative. The Tea Party movements all over the country, especially in Nevada. With the stroke of a pen, Christianity was a threat, and there were laws that would cause more surveillance on Christian groups. Obama is the man that has never forgot the greatest euphoric high is power. He wants it back. He must have it again. Nothing will stop him. Nothing's going to get in his way. Not Donald Trump, not Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden. You know, he had to, he's been out of the experience of great power for almost 8 years. He wants it back. And Kamala, you can see what it's doing to her. It is like the most powerful drug available. And Kamala is just, she is so out of control with the thought that she could be president, and the people around her are egging her on. They are at all times, well, I should say they are at every opportunity telling her how great she is. She'll be a great president. She'll be the first female president. She will have a position higher than Hillary Clinton has ever known. Now, there's another struggle, I believe. You have the Rockefeller family that has ruled, owned America, and pretty much controlled the world, owned America since the early 1910, in that time period. And then they ruled the world through the influence that they've had, the power that they've had in government since the end of World War II. The Rockefellers have pretty much owned everything, ruled everything, controlled everything. And now it's really in the hands of Hillary Clinton. And they want to continue to, behind the scenes, they are going to put in, hopefully, the person, the individual they want. And they don't really have a choice. They don't have really much to pick from. Kamala, not the best. There is no one in the Democratic Party really that is a real star in the Democratic Party. Barack Obama, but remember, during Obama's term, Hillary Clinton and the Bushes, they pretty much kept him from having the freedom that he wanted to do what he wanted to do during those 8 years. But in the next 8 years, I believe when he resumes power, no one's going to interfere with him to some degree. There's still going to be the cosmic laws from the God of the universe that are going to restrict him from what he would like to do. He's going to have great power, great authority, but he's still going to be restricted by God, by the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I'm not so sure the Rockefeller machine wants him in. The Rockefeller machine doesn't really have anyone to choose from. And Hillary can't run. And I'm not so sure they want Obama to be that president of this country. But a hidden Praetorian Guard, there are Praetorian Guard upon Praetorian Guard upon Praetorian Guard. They're all like bulls in a pen. They're pushing against each other. You know, like you have the King of the Hill. They're pushing and they're at each other. That's what's happening in the Democratic Party. The Republican Party, is no longer a threat. I will tell you the truth. Donald Trump was never an insider. He will never be an insider. Donald Trump is the only individual since the time of Jimmy Carter. He's the only individual of the presidents that has interfered with the momentum that the New World Order or the Order of the Ages, the secret societies, he's the only one that has interfered with their plans. He didn't bring their plans to a complete halt, but he slowed them down. He was able to interfere with their momentum. And how did he do that? As an uninvited, he was uninvited to their party. Kind of like Meghan Markle. She just shows up wherever she wants to show up to interfere with events, whether it be Elton John or different actors and actresses. In the same principle, Donald Trump, he was not invited to the party of the elites. He's not an insider. He is not one of them. He donates to Hillary. He donates to the Republicans. He plays the game. That's what he does. He's a businessman. I heard someone talking about he had gone to the Catholic charity event where he was there with Hillary Clinton. The Clintons donated to the Catholic Church. Donald Trump and his father always attended these gatherings yearly at these benefits for the Catholic Church there, the big church in New York City. He's always done that. He's donated to Democrats, Republicans, to the unions. He had to. That's what he does. Kind of like Elon Musk. But he worked in their financial world. He played in their Hollywood. He was in entertainment. But he was not an insider. Donald Trump is not an insider. He is not controlled by them. He has actually done more of the controlling than they have controlled him. Now, they have hated him. They have done it at every turn in the road. They have tried to steer him in a different direction. He's the Teflon Don. You can go back from 2016 all the way to the second election, and you can see how no matter what they tried, he would come out unscathed, though they interfered, but still the victories during that 4 years that he had are unmatched as an American president under that kind of hatred from mainstream media, from government agencies. Look still today, the IRS, these bimbesses, trying to sue him and trying to take him to court, rob him of everything he's earned. Who's an insider? Not Donald Trump. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weekdays, 11 to 1.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, American Freedom Network, americasfreedomnetwork.com. Weeknights, 6 to 7. The first hour is repeated on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, covering all of northern Colorado. And the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for both hours. The first hour is podcast on americasfreedomnetwork.com podcast section. Kamala is trying to maintain a steady high. She's never had such a euphoric experience in her life. She better enjoy it for a little while longer because it's going to end. The one who's going to experience a euphoric high is going to be, I believe, in my view, Barack Obama. And once this occurs, the world will be shocked because they will know this is a sign from God. A positive sign or a negative sign? I'll say that it is a sign that we are within, inside of the last 7.5 years before Christ returns a second time. We're already in that final decade. But when Barry Satoro resumes power, we will be within a 7.5 year period before Christ's return. now with Donald Trump. I don't believe there's ever been a more effective president or a greater president in the United States than Donald Trump. Effective because of the time that we're in with technology, with real-time media. Yes, Washington and Lincoln and Jefferson and Reagan, they were great. They were great. But Donald Trump is in a group of men that are, I believe you could say, some of the lowest. They may be, well, how will I phrase this? The starting with Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump, seven administrations, seven presidents. The six, excluding Trump, were New Age, New World Order agenda rulers, presidents. They were furthering the Order of the Ages plan by secret societies to bring the whole world into a new religion, and that religion would be anti-God. The religion would be the worship of the devil. They were all involved up to Obama. The only one interfering and pushing hard against that plan was Donald Trump. He's still pushing against it. He is a civil servant. He has to use the agencies of this government and he's used them, everything, to halt the spread of evil in the world. He doesn't have a view, you might say, a perfect view of what the Bible says. And is he aware of the multipolar world nations? Yes. Is he for that? No. He's going to be, or should he be the president, hypothetically, should he become president in this next election? He would do everything possible for the people of this country to continue to strengthen the U.S. dollar, to keep the petrodollar mechanism in place, because without it, America cannot be great. So would he do that? Yes. Does he know the plan of Vladimir Putin with the BRICS nations and the multipolar world concept and the international world order, the plans for a international world order where China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa, they would just be members of an international world order? There would be no single nation that would have the power to have hegemonic rule over the nations of the world? Does he know that Putin has this plan? Yes. Would he work against it and try to end it? Yes. Will he be able to do that? No. The world cannot stop this international world order. These nations will work with each other financially, in trade. They will work together diplomatically. But it's not the solution to bringing in a utopia. The plan is for many of these nations to work together to keep themselves, to protect themselves from a unipolar West led by the United States. They have to do that. It's in the Bible. They will do it, but they will not bring about a utopia. Christ, that is his, what he's going to do, Christ will bring in a kingdom based on righteousness after his return, where there will be justice. There will be the rule of law and order, and the world will be at peace. There will never be war when he returns ever again, not until in the future, 1,000 years. That's a deep theological thought. We'll have to just leave that for now. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
I'm taking my time to give you the time to process. You know, there are some of these young podcasters and radio personalities, and they speak at a mile a minute, very quickly. And with these gamers, these young people that do all the gaming, it's bap, 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 bap. I mean, it is fast. But it doesn't give them time. They are able to visually see what's happening in front of them and react to what's going on in front of them. But in what we're discussing, I'm taking my time to be very careful on how I'm presenting this, because I need to give you time to process what I'm saying. It's like with, you have long-term memory. Generally, long-term memory in just an average individual, intelligent, you have to repeat things from 5 to 7 times before it goes into the long-term memory. It can go into the short-term memory and then it's gone. And what I'm presenting, there's also a principle too, that when you're listening to radio, watching a movie, your mind takes a split second to process, to keep things in order. If I go too fast, like if I'm just reading like these commercials where they have a sales pitch on a certain vehicle, and you hear this, rules do not apply for like these guys at the auction. Your mind can't process. Your mind picks up on a word or two, the end of a sentence, the beginning of a sentence, and everything in between is lost. So I am an individual. I used to speak fairly quickly. And I have a friend, a pastor, and he used to tell me, slow down. And then once you slow down a little more. And he spent a couple of years trying to break me of just throwing out so many facts that you can't even absorb them. And then he said, and once you've slow down some more. And I understand now, because this is the way he used to do his preaching. And it gave you time to think about what was being said, to process it. This is why when you see these individuals in government like this, I don't like her. I don't like what she stands for. The press secretary. I just don't like anything about her because she is evil, in my view. She has been trained, I don't know by whom, but you watch the way she talks, and you'll get my point. And when the reporters ask her questions, they take their time. So I'm taking my time so that you can process what I'm saying. Barack Obama is going to return. I'm giving you time to process that. Kamala Harris is not going to be president. There has never been, nor there will there ever be, a woman president in America. This country is a country that is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17 and Revelation chapter 18. There will never be a female as president of the United States of America. Now, Wilson had a stroke, and his wife was kind of dictating things from behind the scenes. She was just in a position to function as a spokesperson. She didn't control anything. Like right now, Biden, in the state that he's in, if he's even alive, is not directing anything. I don't think Biden, even if he is alive, he might be in a bed comatose. They're going to do the same thing with Biden that they did with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She wasn't capable of even thinking for what was that, a month or 6 weeks, but they could say that she was doing fine. She had a good workout. She had a great breakfast. She was happy when she was really in a coma in a bed, the way I understand it. And it could be the exact same thing right now with Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden? And the only reason, if he is still alive, is because maybe his wife, who really doesn't care for him, in my view, Nurse Ratched is in a. She loves the power. She loves power. Truly corrupts. And Joe is not the president. He didn't win the election lawfully, honestly, legally. He's not the president. He's an imposter. His wife is an imposter first lady. Kamala is an imposter vice president. His whole administration, they're imposters. But they're running a corporation. Simply, in my view, a corporation. And we are running for our lives. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Finishing the first hour. Second hour is yet to come. Weeknights, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio station, Johnstown, Colorado. Podcast for both hours, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. So, there is everything right now is, you might say, in the air. Things need to settle down. Things will become clear, I believe, in about 4 days. Next week, at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, everything evil comes out of Chicago and Pennsylvania. We're going to see who is going to begin to raise his head. And by the time that, I think it's a 3-day convention, correct? By the time it's finished, we're going to see what's really happening. Then you're going to know the rest of the story. Donald Trump, of the 7 last presidents, from starting from Carter to Trump, Trump is the only one who was not invited to the party. He was not invited. He was not to be there. When he won the election, the occult world was shaken, because this was a sign to them that what they believed would happen through all of their ritual prayer, Hillary becoming the president, didn't occur. And I trust me, there's a lot of ritual taking place in this country over this coming presidency. The children of the devil, they want their people to rule this country. Many of their people already are in positions throughout this country in all of these different agencies in the federal government. They're in state, county, local, law enforcement, the children of the devil. Secret societies are placed in every powerful position in this country. Doctors and attorneys, because Christ said this would happen, it has happened. But we're going to discuss a little more of this on the other side. So join me after lunch. I'll be back. The present truth. Christ said that everything that's hidden is going to be revealed. He never ever told a lie or an untruth. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting